In today's Mishnah, we're in the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 6th Perek Masechta Bechor, the Mishnah begins. Ein lo beitzim, if this animal does not have testicles, referring to Bechor, or ein lo elek beitza echad, or it only has one beitza, then this animal is considered a mum. The Gemara explains that even if it had two beitzim, but rather being two kisim, two scrota, I think it's referred to as like little sacks, then that's what it's meant to be like. However, if you've got two beitzim and one kis, according to Chachamim, it's a mum. Similarly, even if the animal has two kisim, but only one beitza, that would also be a mum. Rabbi Shmuel says differently. He says, Im yeshlo shnei kisim, if it there has two kisim, then you know for certainty yeshlo shnei beitzim, there are two beitzim. However, ein lo ela kis echad, if there's only one kis, then it's considered as if ein lo ela beitza echad, and will be considered a mum. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you cannot rely on the fact that it has two kisim to say, this animal definitely has two beitzim. You have to do further investigation. So therefore, Rabbi Yakiva says, if you cannot feel it, then moshivo ala akuzo, you simply seat the animal down, umema'acho, mema'ech, and then you press along that area. And then im yesham beitza, if there is a beitza hidden away, then sofa letzet, then indeed it will pop out. However, you still need to do this inspection. He disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael, and you cannot rely on the presence of two kisim. Ma says there's a case, shemiech, where they had exactly like this. It was one beitza, two kisim, and they tried to do an inspection. They pressed on the animal. V'lo yatza, nothing came out. V'nishchat, and the animal was shechted, meaning it was deemed that this animal, this bechor, was a balmum, and it could be slaughtered, and it could be consumed. However, when they took the part of the animal, they found that the missing beitza was not missing at all. It was just hidden away, tucked and stuck against the groin. Rabbi Akiva says that the fact that it didn't come out through mi'icha, through this process of pressing against it, doesn't matter if we ultimately found the two beitzim, it would be considered a mum. However, Vasar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori says, no, this animal has two beitzim, so therefore it wasn't a balmum, it's not considered it had a blemish, and therefore the animal is asur bahana and has to be buried. Let's continue. This is now Mishnah Zayin. Bal chamesh raglaim, if the animal had five legs, it's bechor, or she'ein lo ela shlosh shalosh, only has three legs, then it would be considered a mum. Importantly here, the Gemara says the excess or missing leg has to be the front legs, because if it's a hind legs, then this animal's a trefer anyway. Because an extra leg is if it's considered if it's removed. That's the explanation. Next, v'sharaglav klutot k'shel chamor, if this bechor was kosher animals, hooves are not split, I mean they look like those of a donkey, v'shachul v'kasul, that would also be mumim. So what is a shachul or what is a kasul? The Mishnah says, it was a shachul, that's nishmata yerecho. That's when its yerech, its hip, seems to be dislocated. V'kasul, what's kasul? Shechat miyarchotav govoha, that when one of its hips is higher than the other one. These two things, the shachol and chazul, are considered mumim. Those are the Mishnah today.